Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is Cass Holloway, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Brian Lewis.
So, Commissioner, what can you tell us about New York City's recent strong showing at the Best of the Best water taste test? What does such a feat confirm, and how do you ensure the city continues to excel in this area, supply high-quality water from mountaintop to the tap?
Well, the award, we got second place at this year's Best of the Best water taste test at an annual conference. And that recognition really confirms for the country what we know to be true, which is some of the best tasting, highest quality water in the world is in New York City and is available every day to the 9 million New Yorkers who rely on it. Now, there's a tremendous amount of work behind that. That water quality is maintained through more than 500,000 tests a year. And what we are trying to do to promote it coming off of that victory, although we were number two, we want to be number one next year, but is we've started what are these water on the go partnerships. We created these portable fountains, which we're putting out at public spaces from now through Labor Day. In public spaces and at certain special events throughout the city where people can come with their reusable container and fill up on water, because our message is New York City water is healthy, it's affordable, it's about a penny a gallon if you're doing the math, and it's sustainable. You know, it takes about 1.5 million gallons of oil a year to produce all the bottles for the bottled water that are consumed in this country. And in New York City, the best water you can get is right at the tap. So that really was helpful to us in don't just ask us, take a look at this award.
It's a great idea to do that. It's interesting. You know, I talked to a lot of our guests about collaboration and partnership, and your mission, it can't be done alone. So how are you leveraging partnerships to improve operations and outcomes? And to what extent is collaboration and partnership driving innovation in your area?
Well, this is you're absolutely right that DEP does not act alone. And I think of a partnership and collaboration as how we work with our regulators, how we work with the many environmental stakeholders that we, you know, that care about what happens at DEP, whether it's locally in Jamaica Bay or overall water quality or Riverkeeper up in the watershed. But this is also a particular focus of the new Deputy Mayor for Operations, Deputy Mayor Stephen Goldsmith. Which is to say public-private partnerships. What are the opportunities for the public sector and the private sector to work together to deliver, whether it's helping to deliver a service or to help make an investment where you're going to be better off doing that in that partnership than the city would be doing it by itself. And so we're really exploring with some of the unique assets that DEP has. We produce a lot of energy at our digester gas at our plants. That can be converted to energy. We're looking in terms of partnerships with Con Ed. Are there things that we can do to take advantage or use that energy to feed it back to the grid? So that's a very fertile area that we're looking at. But partnership also means what I talked about with the water on the go stations. We have volunteers working with us at public plazas that Commissioner Sada Khan, the transportation commissioner, has helped create around the city. And as far as I'm concerned, wherever we can leverage some of the great things and creative things that the commissioners at other city agencies are doing, that the mayor's doing, the better off we're going to be. So partnership is a really important aspect of what we do, and I think it enables us to really get beyond what we would normally conceive of as DEP's jurisdiction.
I'd like to transition to the future. Going forward, what trends will have the most impact on your efforts over the next few years? And given your perspective, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for enhancing your efforts going forward?
In terms of the trends that will have the greatest impact on our agency, I think the top of the list has to be the regulatory trend. Where are we headed and in what posture with the Environmental Protection Agency and the State Department of Environmental Conservation? We all share the same goal, which is high water quality, high drinking water quality, and water quality standards that are going to enable recreation in our waterways, But there are a couple of different approaches to that. You can have an enforcement approach, which it looks kind of at everything individually, or you can say, looking at the context of the whole system, what is the basket of investments that need to be made over time together to both improve water quality but also make it affordable? And this isn't an issue that New York City faces alone. The EPA and state DEC have said some great positive things lately about green infrastructure and the willingness to work in partnership with places like New York City that have demonstrated a commitment to meeting water quality standards and to sustainable practices. But ultimately, the proof will be in the pudding, how we work together to develop the plans that we're in the middle of a planning process right now with our long-term control plans and some of the things that we have to put together for New York's harbor over the next 20 years, what those plans contain and the degree of flexibility that they allow is going to depend on that regulatory trend. So that's usually important. In terms of technology, in our field, the wastewater field, has lots of technologies in it, which really ties back to the regulatory trending as well. For example, nitrogen removal, and to give you two sentences on nitrogen. Nitrogen is something that is a natural byproduct of the wastewater treatment process. It consumes a lot of oxygen, and because it consumes a lot of oxygen, that can have negative effects on aquatic life. So some of what we want to do with what's coming out of our wastewater treatment plants is remove the nitrogen. There's promising new technology that's enabling us to do that more cost-effectively, and we're going to do one of the biggest denitrification technology projects anywhere in the country at one of our wastewater treatment plants. That's underway, and that's really exciting. So in that area, that's critically important just to the bread and butter of what we do. How effectively can we treat? Can we eliminate a step in the process which will save energy, save chemicals, and get water cleaner faster? And then there's the technology, things like automated meter reading that really can revolutionize our customers' ability to manage and make smart decisions about their water consumption and enable the city also to look at, well, what's the trending and, you know, where do we want to focus? Because I have a dual goal. One is the basic is to provide that healthy drinking water and to treat the wastewater, but also I want people to drink New York City water. It's a great product. And the more people drink, the better we do. So technology is going to help us get there.
That's a wonderful perspective. Given our conversation today, I can tell your dedication and passion is there. And I've really enjoyed this conversation. As you reflect on your public service, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
I think two things. One is, as you're starting out, get as much exposure to as many different things as possible, whether they're public or private. And the second thing that I would say to talk about these two together is I think it's a good idea to get public sector experience and private sector experience. Because if you're in one area or the other, it's interesting to me for people who have never been in the public sector who suddenly find themselves at a government agency, and I've been able to recruit a couple of people who fit that profile. It's a totally different world, you know, in terms of how the government bureaucracy works. And that's not a negative. Bureaucracy there is just the reality. I mean, government is a bureaucracy. By the same token, if you're in government all the time and you're not in the private sector and you don't have that bottom line pressure on you, then you don't necessarily appreciate the challenges that people face. And I think for me, now I was in private law practice and I've worked in city government, and it's a helpful perspective to know, you know, that if you're in a place where you're responsible for helping to pay the bills. Now, getting as much exposure as possible to different things, I think, is also important, whether that's in an agency and then going and doing something else. But don't just do one thing, because it helps you to figure out exactly how you want to serve. Having said all that, public service is terrific, and I would encourage everybody to give it a try.
Excellent advice. And I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, Brian and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the city of New York.
Thanks again, Michael, Brian. And I just have to say, to get more information about the Department of Environmental Protection and our programs, Water on the Go, and the many things that we do and the things that I've talked about today, go to www.nyc.gov/DEP. And we have spent some time reinventing our site so that it's easier to navigate and has more information available immediately. I hope you'll go and tell us what you think.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Cass Holloway, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. My co-host from IBM has been Brian Lewis. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.